We're on Shin Ayin Gimel. Eze Koyin Muza Al Hatuma Ula Eze Mesim Metama Vad Masam Metama. Right? Keshem She Koyin Muza Shlo Letamos Kach Mushovim Hagdolim Al Haktanim. Just as a Koyin is Muza not to become Tomei, so also we're Muza not to be Metama, a Kotan. And the Ramos says, "V'dafka l'tamosim b'yadayim, avim haktanim etamim mi'atzman, ayin b'rachayim simen sim me'megimel itzorach l'hafrishon." So, what does the Shach say? Mashma kamod amin and hosim be'ain tzorach l'hafrishon, hu hadin hocha miyuhevi harav sham deyeshem dahainu dafka shlohigil lechinuch ayin sham. So, you know, it's just, some say, just like there's a general halacha that ain't bezim mitzuvah l'hafrisho, ketan ma'oichel nevelo, so that applies also to a kotan who's a koyin being matam himself. U'baguda perek cheresh kosov nirili al tinokas hayushenim ba'oil hameis ein mechuyivim ha'kitzam u'lotziyim ach m'nei chinuch tov hu adkam shem v'yivu ha'achroinim. So, in this halacha that it's also l'tamas is a kotan, look in the Pesachei Tshuva, Ayin B'Tshuva V'Shav HaKoyin, T'Nishtap L'Das HaVam Shekosov B'Perek Beis Mehilchas Ovel, T'Tumas Koyim L'Krova Humishum Avelus, V'Chol Hecha She'en Mis'abel Os L'Tamos L'Fizek B'Kotten Tzorch Iyil Imuta L'Hitame L'Krova T'Kotten Eno Chayiv L'Hiz'abel V'Im Ken Yeh Kotten Choma Migodol B'Inyan Zer O Yeshlomad Lavaman Shikosov Shaoviv Chayiv Lahafrisho Kede Lachancho Vahachinuch Hushizor Lakaim Hamitzah Kishiyagdil Vikem de Begadlis Matam Lakrovov Lo Shayach Loma Bo Chinuch Veniach Bitsarchi and Ayan Sham. So it's an interesting Pesachei Tshuva where this, in other words, but it's premised on that which we spoke about before, that the Rambam says, we can talk about it more today, that the halach of the Rambam says that one of the sources from the Rambam that there's a locha of tuma of the, one of the sources for the mitzvah velus Rambam cites is one is from Aninus and also from the fact that the Kohanim are matama. But, you know, it's the thing that's doicha the tuma is the mitzvah velus. And as we spoke about before, which we're going to get to again today, the Rav said that the halacha is that the kohen has to be mechalel his kahuna. That's why the Rambam is of the opinion that the halacha that you should be metama to krovim. The Rambam says it only applies to male kohanim. The Rav disagrees, but the Rambam says only to male kohanim. Why? Because the Rav explained that the halacha, the kiyum avelos, is what. Is the chilul kahuna, and the Rav, as you call, said also therefore that the halacha of aninus that is that we're potter first of the ovel is potter for mitzvahs. It's not just that he's potter for mitzvahs. The halacha is that he should be over on the mitzvah, and therefore he's considered a mechuyev b'dava. Otherwise, he's not considered that he's being over and being mechal of the mitzvah, so to speak. Nafkamina is with the Marami Rutenberg, which we spoke about. What if a person is an oin and is considered bachiyuva? Lagabi to be multi others, and whether if Bashas Chova is the Tashlumin, let's say he was an Oinen at night, will there be, and then the Kfu is the next day in the morning, is there Tashlumin for the Marev? Is it considered that he was Potom and Adabra, and therefore there's no Tashlumin? Or is Chayiv just a loch is that he shouldn't do the mitzvah, right? So the Pesachei Tshuva has a Shala, if the Doiche is Avelos, the mitzvah avelus, since there's no chinuch an avelus and there's no chiv an avelus for a cotton, so there'd be no halacha that he should become tamei to metam lekrovav, and therefore you shouldn't be metame him.
Why is it avelus? I didn't catch the connection between avelus. Tumas kol lekrovav umishum avelus.
You know, the Rambam says that avelus is nitcha mipnei hatuma,
right.
And the reason is because by mechalal the kahuna, right? That's the source for avelus. That's the Rambam. The Rambam avelus yom rishon is diraisa. Where's
the source? For tuma. I mean, here we're talking.
The tuma is the Torah says that kohanim matam lekrovav. Why is it that they're permitted matam lekrovav? It's because that itself is a demonstration in the kiyum of avelus. It's not just, as we're going to talk about later today, it's not just a heter sukkah.
So it's not an exception. It's because of the avelus allows it.
Right. It's not. The Ram says it's not hutra. Okay. It's tchuya, which is machlokes v'sharini. Rashi in brachas holds that tuma for kahanim is hutra. That the isa tuma wasn't said as relates to kahanim lekrovim. And the Rambam's opinion, and Tosis disagrees also there in Brachas, the Rambam's opinion is that it's Truya. Right? The Rambam, however, distinguishes that there seems to be a difference between Avelus, Leitz Kohanim, and the Loch of Meis Mitzvah. It could be by Meis Mitzvah it's Hutra, but by Avel it's Truya.
What would be like a Nafkamina?
That's what I'm going to talk about. Tumber Chibum. We'll see the Nafkaminas methods. Right, so, but anyway, the Pisrei Tshuva is a fascinating Pisrei Tshuva.
So he's saying that because a cotton isn't mechayev and abelus,
he's not chayev and mitzvahs. Right, and there's no.
And the whole concept tumah krova
would not apply
according to the Rambam.
Correct. So therefore, nafkamina would you not be allowed? For example, you're not allowed metamas a cotton. So if it's a cotton, so therefore, for example, according to this, maybe the cotton should not go to his father's funeral if he's a kohen. That's the suffix of the Mitzvah Chinuch here. Right, so that's his suffix. Well, maybe, but then there's Chinuch on that, so when he'll become, in Bechlal, is the Chinuch on something like this? Bechlal is a shayla, is the Chinuch on Avelus? That's all in this Pisrei Tshuva. These issues of the Pisrei Tshuva. So I wanted to just tell you a story related to this about being Matamis HaKotan. The Rav once told in Shir this story that there was once some rabbinic assembly, some Sefer G'doylim, and Reb Chaim was there, and the Or Sameach was there. And Reb Chaim had brought with him his son Reb Moshe. So he asked Reb Moshe, because the Rav said his father was always thinking learning, so Chaim asked my vegan vas trachst du yet. So there was a meyach asked him. So he said he was thinking about this shaila: if a kohen who's an androgynous, right, a mitzvah chinuch kind of shaila, right, a kohen who's an androgynous and is a kohen, right, a kohen who's an androgynous, and and according to the Shitas HaRavid, the Ravid's opinion about androgynous is that an androgynous is a chatzi isha, right? It's half man, half woman, right? And this androgynous is 12 years old, right? What would be the halacha if he's nichnas la'oyel ha'meis? Would he be chayev or not? Right? So,
no, the record holds that even the women would be subject to a bailiff.
No, but so pashtus, you'd say like this. This is what you'd say, be pashtus. But pashtus, you would say that he's potter. Why? Because here you have on the tzad that is an isha, right, is a gdoila, it's 12, right? On the tzad that is an ish, the vayavid chatzah ish chatzah isha, he's a cotton, because he's only 12. Now, a kohenis is not muzu ala tuma. So, offhand you'd say memanoshach. I think this is what the Osama Meir said. Offhand, he's potter, because the tzad that's a gdola, the isha, right? She's 12. She's not muzal alatuma, but the tzad zocha, right, would be chayiv malchus, would not be chayiv malchus because he's only 12, so he's a cotton, right? So then the Meisha said, no, he thinks that there is a tzad of malchus here. Why? I don't know if you can implement the Malkus, because how do you give Malkus to half the person? But he said like this, that the Ketana, she's Chayiv Malkus. Why? Because when she goes into the oil mace, or she's Matama to the mace, she's being Matama Sakotin. And Matama Sakotin a kohen katan is chayiv. So even though she's not muzah, but when she enters, she's being metama the katan, namely
her other half.
The other half, so to speak, that's a zocha.
Oh, it's really chas. I mean, you really look at that way, chasi. That's really like
people. So that's what he wanted to say. So Reb Chaim said that's good. Reb Chaim agreed, but he said he thinks that really even the tzad of the, I think, what did he say? He said that the tzad of the, he said in Gavra, there are two Gavras here. The Ish, the Chatzi, and the Chatzi, right? Chatzi Zocha, Chatzi Nekeva. But the Chatzi, he said, in this case, that if it was called Simonim for the Ketana, right? And she brought Simoni Godless already, she brought Cyrus, so that would also be, the Zocha would also become a Godel with that. Because in Chefza, it's one Chefza. So it is called Simoni Godless. And there is, you know, then we have to get involved, what's the Loch of Shonim? Is Shonim just, so it'll be called Simonim? Or is some Shonim that you acquire Shonim to be a Godel? So it's just not Shuma, but you can't say it's Shuma because it is Simonim for the Ketana. Anyhow, this was this conversation, but
So I
think the Orsamech was impressed. I think the Reb Chaim said also at that same moment, there's a famous discussion that Reb Chaim had with the Orsamech in the Moshe was about what's the halacha about. Do you say Bebailim by Shoma Aveda? What if the Shoma Aveda, the one who found the Aveda, is Bebailim with the one who lost it? Is Bebailim only here? The Torah makes you a Shoma, right? But there was no Kabbalah Shmira, so that was the discussion between Yosef Meir and Reb Chaim.
You get Malkus for Metame the Kohen?
Yes, that's this halacha.
I didn't know
it was derisive. Right. No, it's derisive. There's Malkus.
That's Emor ben Marta. Is that where the source?
Right.
Emor ben Marta.
Right. Lavdolam al Tanim. Let's continue. Afilu bal mum muzim latama, aval cholol v'kohenes mutom latame. Right. Even a bal mum is muzer. But a cholol, because a cholol is afkos kahuna, he's not a kohen. He is a kohen only as relates. The question is whether he's a kohen as relates. A cholol has no kedushas kahuna, right? But there is one halacha that we know of a cholol that he does, that he has a special status as relates to kahuna. What is that? Cholol is, for example, his father married a grusha, so the child is a cholol, right? So he's a zar. He's allowed to be with Tam Lemesin. He's not allowed to eat truma. But there is one halach of cholol which still applies. What is that? L'gabi aveh, b'erach Hashem chel, b'erach Hashem cholol shvo, that if a cholol does avoda, that b'dyeva the avoda is kosher. So in that halacha is a shaila, what is the halacha that a cholol's avoda b'dyeva is kosher? Is it that a cholol legabi avoda is called a kohen, or is it the gabi avoda? No, he's a zar completely. It's a separate gzeres hakosa be'ach shem chelo that is not mechalal avoda. So I want to just tell you a conversation I once had with the Rav about this. So the Rav thought a davar pasha that a cholol is completely a zar in every respect. I have a shtickle toy about this in my sefer. As relates to cholol, and it depends also on the sugya makas, you know, whether.
How does he explain that halacha?
So the Rav thought, no, it's except Xeris HaKosa, but it's not called. So I told the Rav that in the Ramban says at the beginning of Emor, it says Emor al Kohanim b'dei Aaron, right? The Ramban says, "V'hachalolim mutzoim miklal zeh." So the first Ramban, at the beginning of Emor. So the Klei Chemda, in his Perush on the Ramban, says that that he interprets the Ramban like this, that a cholol, that there are two halachas, a briskavot, the Klei Chemda says, that there are two halachas, that there's a halacha of Kohanim, Emel Kohanim B'nei Aaron, one halacha is is Kohanim, and then there's another halacha, one halacha Kohanim, the other is B'nei Aaron. So he says, a chololim are excluded from what? From the halacha of Kohanim, they don't have Kedushas Kuna, but they're still called B'nei Aaron. They are descendants of Aaron, right? His father was a Kohen, just he married a Grusha, as an example. So therefore, he's still called B'nei Aaron, and Lagabi Avoda, but B'nei, it's sufficient to be called B'nei Aaron. So there is a din kahuna, so to speak, as it relates to the Avoda. So I told this to the Rav, that the Klei Chemda says this, and he rejected it completely. No, it's wrong, wrong. And the next day, this was in the summer when he was giving shiur, and we were learning how he is then. And the next day when he started the shiur, he said, Ganak, what you said, it's the Klei Chemda, it's completely wrong. You know, I was wondering, he was so emphatic about it, you know. He said, I looked at the Ramban. The Ramban means Mutsomi Klalza, means they're completely excluded from Kahuna. But, you know, he was so emphatic about it, I didn't know why. And then this is just a surmise, I think the Klei Chemda once wrote a very sharp letter about Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, about his father. So I think there was a little bit of a negia here, so to speak. But the Rav assumed that a cholol is completely excluded from kahuna, but anyhow, it's a little bit of a shaila, and there could be nafka minas lahaloch about this. I think there's even shailas in poskim. Let's say a person is a cholol, and in the get, they wrote, you know, hakoyin, whether, you know, the shaila about the get, you know, because he's not a kohen, but he's a cholol. So maybe b'dievid, there's a discussion. The Minchas Chinuch has a suffix about, and I thought maybe related to the Shaila also, what if a cholol did a voda, but he didn't wear big the kahuna? So I thought maybe it depends, suffix of Minchas Chinuch, maybe it depends on the Shaila. You know, if the halacha is that a cholol...
The cholol could appear in a ban?
No. So I actually had the Shaila in Englewood. Somebody in my neighborhood, he's a Kohen, but he's married to a Gioras. So I told the son he should do Pidyon HaBen. And he did. Father was there with the Pidyon HaBen. Because he's not a Kohen. Yeah. Right.
You meant could he be the...
No, that's what I meant.
No, that's what I meant. Yeah. Right. Oh, okay. Right.
I was going to ask, Bidyeva, they couldn't, let's say you did Pidyon HaBen with the Chol.
Yeah.
So Pashtus would be no good.
It's not a
Kohen.
That's just for a vote.
Right. I mean, even if you say that he's a kohen, the gabi avoid lachoy. It's only, I mean, it would only work for avoid. For other halachos, he's not a kohen.
So because kohen, it could work b'dieved.
But that's not avoid. He shouldn't do. No, even the one that says it's outside the base of mikdash. It's only he's not machal the avoider. But if the loch legabi kahuna, he's called a kohen, so to speak, b'nei aaron. So then lachoy should have to wear big de kahuna, because otherwise it's a zar anyhow.
I don't think everyone says that it's avoid.
No, it's not a void. It's not a void. We do learn from, but it's not. It's outside the base of Middash. That we the reason halachs that we derive lamod because l'sharis that we learn out the hekesh to shevus that therefore requires because God requires a midah. But it's just a hekesh. It's not that it's a void. Right? You're not wearing big dekon. It's not b'chutz.
I once asked Rav Shem Dershael if there is any problem with lefties doing birchus kohanim.
Right, so it's not. It's not a... Okay. Okay, let's continue. But kol ha-meisim ha-mum b'pasha shekoyim metamelhem mitzi shetamelhem v'im lo rotsu metamen also bal-kocho echad ha-ish ve-echad ha-isha. So the mechaba doesn't... is that's the shit to survive it. Echad ha-ish ve-echad ha-isha. According to the Ram, there is no halacha ba-isha. So the halacha we paskin... Shehaisu kohenes mitzulah litamos. Right, the Rambam says it's only kohanim scharim, but the Raiva disagrees. It's interesting, the Mechaba follows the Shita surviving. What does the Be'er HaGoyle say? Uh-huh. Okay, of course the Braisa, but the Rambam says it's tafka. So now, Elohim ha-krovim shimitam lehem. These are the krovim that you metama, and these are the one that you chayev, ishto nesua, shikshera, ava psula o grusha o avusa lo onen velo metamla. In other words, if it's an ishta nesua, now ishta nesua is a shaila. It could be that's availus only mitrabonin. What did Pisle Tshuva see here?
Rabbi Ganak, I'm sorry to come back to this.
Yeah.
Kuli Alma, everyone says you'd have to do a pidyon on ben on a chalal.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Because they could say that they weren't in the original. Because the whole thing is that they weren't in the original. Because takana of the being pulled to the ben, because they're not a Yisrael.
But they hear the Yisrael.
So they have this, I'm saying. They don't have the status of not a Yisrael.
We use the word Yisrael. He's a Zar. He's not a Kohen.
Zar. Okay.
All right. Okay. Pisrei Tshuva has, what if she was in a Skatshe Kedushin Drabonim? Are you Metama on her? Because... is she metama? Are you metama to her? Because since the kedushin is on drabonon and the tumas deraisa, you say so. The halacha is
what is kedushin drabonon?
Let's say she's a ketana. It's Kedusha Miyu, right? I think you should be Metam, because since if she's in the sewer, he's Yashim, so they gave her a din of a mace, like a mace mitzvah. Because others will... Minchas Chinuch asks, the Rav has a discussion about it, why, because they gave her a din of a meis mitzvah, so if she has a din of a meis mitzvah, she, even a kohen gadol should be matamah to her nozer, because kohen gadol is matamah to a meis mitzvah, right? Minchas Chinuch shaila. So Rav has a shtickle toy about that, the $2 one is in terms of its the general covered up rius, because the mace is mutal b'zayin, that applies, even a kohen gadol or nazir is matamatu. But here it's a mace mitzah, because lefich foda there won't be enough, because he yashin, so, but that in cheftza, it's not a mace mitzah, because there are actual kovrim, so then you don't say that.
The raisa can't be nidche from the rabbanon.
Right, if the
ketush.
Because if she's only in the suah midrabanon, so maybe that's not doicha and isa divaisa of.
Right, but what? How does he get out of that? I don't. He says it's mukros negron the vamos shehebi sham lo mayri lo shein kol kedusha.
Lavalos to lo yitam mashen ken hach yesh the yesh bekoach kedusha drabanon litchos haase. The law yitama b'shevi al taisa.
Is that bechirish?
Because of old shalom nis afil b'nesua kum katana shenasa the nesua drabonin haino mishum the nesua pshita the enam etamela mishum tamed the beula the kaimel on the enam etama la anusa ul mafuta v'afilu nichnasa lechupa v'lo nivela gamkein enam etamela achia the chol nesua becheskes beula ayin sham. You know, the Rav, I'm going to get back to this, okay? Because the Rav has something about this. So, okay. Velo metamelo, metamelo emo, vafil, that's, oh, avusha velo, so he says, avapsula, avusha, o avusha, La onu v'lo metamala, but if she's if the nesua is nesua isa, he's not metamatur at all, and there's no avelus at all. V'chein hi lo onenes v'lo metamalo, This is metamalok. This is again the mechaber l'shitasa who holds that we pasken that an ish is metama to metama habakocho, metama leimo vafilu nischalala. But he's metama to his mother, even if she's nischalala. Ublno ulabito the kimlei shikolulu chadoshev oshem mishloshim yom ve'elach vafilu hem sulim chutz mibno bitum mishivcha okusis. Because then it's not considered a son. There's no yichus. Ulachiv ulachosu me'aviv vafila hem psulim. Ela im kein hem bnei shivcha or kusis. Aval ulachiv ulachosu me'imo einu metama. It has to be a brother me'aviv, because only mishpacha zav kriya mishpacha. V'chein einu metama la'achosu avusa afilu hi avusa l'koyin v'lo la'anusa u'mafuta. Aval metama la'achosu avusa shenisgasha. Like Berachos and Nesua, he's not Matama to anymore. Umuk, Lachos Arusa, and Shishgaus, and Bogeus, Mukases, Matama Lashomeres Yam, Yabam, Afilo im Kosav Iksuba, im Mises below Bonim, Tehadak Subasa Chlebe Nasha. Alright. Call Elu Shemitam Lehem Afilu Shelo Letzorach V'yesh Omim Davka Letzorach. Even those who are Matama, some say it's only if it's Letzorach, in other words, Letzorach, just to Matama, Stam the Veltran is nothing, only if it's Letzorach Kfura, either Letzorach Kfura or Letzorach Kavod HaMeis to bring Tachrichim or something like that. Letzvar is Shona Afilu Meis Lo Meis B'Shabbos Shi'ef Shalakov Robo B'Yom Shalit Tamas Lo Mutal. Even if it's not doing the actual kfura, but there could be other tzorche hameis and Shabbos, so that would also be considered letzorech. V'nochen lahachlin kesvah ha'achrona, shalo letamas rak letzorech kfura, ulahavi le'orim v'tachrichin. Right? So, since it's a suffix, the Ramor holds you should only metamah to the meis, if he's a kohen, if it's letzorech.
Normally, though, if it was the Shita Rishona, we would hold as Iker, right? If there's a Yesh Omrim after.
That.
Normally in the Mechaber, I thought that if it's a Shita Rishona and then a Yesh Omrim, I think the Shach or somebody like that is the call. Like that,
you usually go by the first Shita, correct?
The Iker, but so here right, Ramaz
the Ramaz saying no. Right. And it could be the Mechaber Taka held like the first Shita. But the Ramah disagreeing, he said, we go l'chum, right? So the Pisrei Tshuva quotes from the Nesivus in his Siddha, that if it's on Chol, since there's still a purpose that they may need him for the Kfur in some way, that that's all considered Letzorech, and if he can be Matama, even, you know, that's always called Letzorech. Okay. Next halacha. Einu metam lehem ela at sheyustum hagolo. So he's only metam till the completion of the kfura yustum hagolo. V'im daito lefanoso mutal letam letzorech at sheyustum golo sheni. Okay, but once the kfu is done, so then he's not allowed. Kohen's not allowed to be mitama. Next halacha: Osel kohen listam lemeis afilu be'etsh mitama lekrovav lefikach kohen shemeis lemeis tzorch shizol lekrovav besof beis akvaris kedei shlo yikonosh lemeis akvaris lo yistami bekvaris acherim kishiyik v'meiso. For dafka, the Ramah says la'achas shepirish mimeso, ava ba'olchu oisik mimeso mutal litamos af la'acherim. However, the Ramah says this halacha. In other words, once he's allowed to be mitama to his meis letzorech kfura, right? Not only is allowed, it's a mitzvah. However, once he buried his meis, he can't be mitama to other krovim. Therefore, we have to bury the. He should bury the, if he's a kohen, at the end of the Beis HaKfarah, so he doesn't have to, on the return, be metama to other mesim, because that's not permitted. I told you that, remember we spoke the other day, that Ramosha has a tshuva that Dalet Amishel Sel Kever, which is also Matama, that's actually was the other day, Staf Yomi and Sota, that's Ramosha held that's Mutter, since it's only too much Rabbonon, in that circumstance it's permitted to pass within Dalet Amishel Meis to return from the Kever. Okay.
Do people understand Machaber and the Ramah to be arguing with each other?
Because
Machaber, it sounds like you wouldn't even be allowed during the time that you're being you're bearing them.
Right. So if Dafka La'acha. No, but he said no. Right. So let's just read the shach on this. V'dafka la'achas pirus mimeso kloma ein kan isur b'halicha b'mneisha az oisik b'meso umutul l'tamos az af la'acherim el ha'isur hu b'mneisha b'chazor yitzdorach le'el leilich al ha'kvorim u'kvar pirus mimeso v'abach posuk ta'af b'halicha osu la'hosif Tuma kevin she eshelo lekavo b'sof beis hakvaras, v'chein nira das mechaba. Right, so as you said, the mechaba is actually correct. Okay, what you said is correct. V'kach kasev hateres zav, the nochon lahachma kesvarazu v'hamagin v'ha. I'm not sure mem mem is dav kuf yud zayin mekel badava. So what is this? So let's just.
And you said this is what the.
Oh, so let's just see how the Rambam calls it. Right? The love has a yortzeit shir on this, a very beautiful yortzeit shir. So I'm going to tell you over Kitzer what the love said, but I think you'll really enjoy it if you look it up. It's in the first Shum Lezecha Abamari. It's on Tumas Kahanim as a shir. It starts on page Mem. But it's interesting, the Brisker love has a similar, not exactly the same, but it also has a hayod. It's the first brisker rav in the sefer on Hilchas Avil. So, but the brisker rav deals with a different issue, a related issue. Because, let me just paint the picture a little bit first. The Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Yotes Amud Beis, and this is a yotzeit shir. I'm going to synopsize it. The rav probably took, 4 hours to present it. This will be shorter. Okay. So the Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, Tamalomo la'choso hu de'en matama, ava matama hu la'meis mitzvah. Amar le'me ein chokma ein funa ve'en etz neg la'Hashem. Right? I would say that b'mokos yeshchil la'Hashem ein chokin kovel alav, and the loch of meis mitzvah is based on kovel abriyas. Shiny hosom d'ksiv u la'choso. Right? So we see that the ligma v'nei shevi al taisa shiny. So let's learn from there that Kovod Abrius is doicha even be kumvi aseit to be over on a diraisa. So he says, no, it's an exception. The question is, why is it an exception? So Lashi says that v'tumas kufe shehutu l'koyin u l'nozer l'tam l'meis mitzah t'koma akabi adayin m'bnei Kovod Abrius. The lav shevi al taisu. So Rashi interprets that's not called shevi al taisu. Bekumvi asein bi matama. So why is that permitted? Hainu taima the lo gamrinin mine the hosam lav kovad abrius. So Rashi interprets that the reason a coin is matama is not based on kovad abrius. So you can't derive anything in general about kovad abrius that you could be bekumvi asein should be able to be doicha even an isa diraisa, which is not the case. And so Rashi says why indeed is meis mitzah different. So Rashi said, "The mikora kishe nichtav lo sase de tuma lo al meis mitzah nichtav, kishem shelo nichtav al akrovim." Just like by meis mitzah halacha, when the Torah told us that coin is muzer on tumas meis, it was never the prohibition never related to what to meis mitzah or it says the krovim. So according to Rashi, both meis mitzah and tumas krovim for coin is hutra. Aval Shabbos, Aval Hashavas Aveda U Pesach L'chol Yisrael Nemba ve'etzel Kovod Abriyas Nutna Litchos, right? But Hashavas Aveda and Pesach, right, is just halacha Kovod Abriyas, and it's a universal halacha, and therefore that's not doicha a pasuk in the Torah, b'kum v'yaseh. So Rashi holds that what? Tumas Kohanim, as relates both to Meis Mitzah and to Krovim, is Hutra. Tosis over there, have a different kirsa, and they says that the sugya in fact does compare Meis Mitzah with Kohen Gadol of Anozer with the din of, as relates to Meis Mitzah, with the din of Tchias Kovod Habrias. So, and the Mar says, let's learn from the Ligma Minei. And the Mar says, no, that Kohen is unique because it's a Lav Shein Shava Bakol, and therefore is indeed Nitch because of Kovod Habrias, but it's special because it's what Lav Shein Shava Bakol. So we have here machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos whether the halacha is what, whether it's tchuya or hutra. Rashi holds hutra, Tosfos says tchuya. Now let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Avel, the beginning says that when he quotes the mitzvah Avelis, he says lishabel al akrovim, vafilu koyin mistama umisabel al akrovim, ve'ein odim misabel al haruge besdin. Right, so the Ram holds that the loch of Tumah, as we've said before, is a kiyum of Avelos. And then in Perek Beis, Haloch of Vav, the Ram says like this, Kama Chamura Mitzvah Avelos, Shrei Nitches Lo HaTumah Miponov, Mipnei HaKrovav, Kidei Shis Asku Imam, Yis Abel Aleim, Shenema Ki Im L'Sheva HaKorav Elav, L'Imo Lov, and so on, Lo Yitama, Mitzvah Asei. So you see that the Rama holds Kamachmu Mitzvah Avel. So what is the doicha by a coin for Tuma? What's the doicha? Dov, what's the doicha? The Mitzvah Avelos, right? And at the end of the parak in Halacha Tesvav, the Ram says, Hatum l'krovim tchuyihi v'lo hutru l'kol. So you see that the Rama holds that the Mitzvah is not like Rashi, that the Mitzvah is tchuya. And what's the doicha? Avelos. So, but then the Rambam adds, and this the Biskurov asks on this Rambam also. The Rambam says like this: the fikach also lekoin listam lemes afilu beish shemistam lekrovav. Shenema lo yitama, eno metama lachem ima. Shlo yoma hol vidit mesi al ovi, elake atzmos ploni, o ega bekeva ploni, lefika koin shemes lo mes tzorch lizov ulakova besov besakvoris, kadesh lo yikonis lo besakvoris, lo yistame bekvoros acherim, kishi yigva meso. So the Rambam. It's difficult. The Rambam says, lefikach, since what? Since it's tchuya, right? Therefore, the kohen is not allowed to what? The kohen should bury the mace at the edge of the basic forest. Since it's tchuya, he's not allowed to be, since he shouldn't say, well, I'm being metama le'ovi le'imo, and therefore he can be metama also to other mesim, right? So he said, that's not so. Correct? That's not so. Why? Because Tumah is Tchuyah, right? So Mitchas Chinuch is bothered by this question also. Biskurov asks this as well. What does it have to do with Tchuyah Hutra? Even if you say that Tumah, like Rashi holds, that Tumah's Kohanim is Hutra, but it's Hutra as relates to your mace. It doesn't mean if a Kohen is Matama to his mace, he can go be metama to other mason. What does that depend on? Even if it's hutra for his mace. So why does it make it shtelet su, the Rambam, because it's chuyah? So the source in general for this halacha of the Rambam is a Torah's kohanim in Emor, lo yitama enu matam lacherim ima, shlo yoma adam hovin et mesi elakit atzmos ploni biyodi. However, in the Masechus Sofrim, Masechus Smachus, excuse me, it's Perek Dalet Lachat Tesvav, it says actually the opposite. Haya omid v'kove es meso, atshu omid b'toch hakeva, mekabel ma'achem v'kove, v'kove, pirish hareze lo yitama. In other words, once he separated himself, he's no longer holding his original mace, lo yitama, nitmo bo bayom, v'ptafa mechayv v'kiva paita. So according to the Sechus Machas, actually, it's mutter litame l'meis macherim, right? If he was tame initially from tum of his kovav, right? So that's not like the Tos Konim in the Psak of the Rambam. So the Kashav Mishnah there says to explain the stira between the Braisa, the Tos Konim, and the Maseches Smachus, says that we're talking about here is Tumah B'chiburim. Achu Omid B'toch HaKever. He knows if he's still in contact with his Korov, he's still touching his Korov, then he's not Muzer on Mesim HaKever, because he's Mechul of Omid. And the Torah's Konim that says he's Kempim Matam Lacherim is where he was already peevish from his mace. So then it's considered a new mace, a new tumor, an additional tumor, even if it's on the same day, that he's not necessarily being most of another day in terms of the counting of the tumor. And so the Rambam passes like both. Okay.
Is anyone mechalek between krovim and meis mitzvah?
That's what the Rav's going to do now. Right. Okay. So the Rav said, actually, the Rambam, the disagreement with the Kesem Mishnah, he says the Pashul Lashon of the Rambam is not like what the Kesem Mishnah said, because he says if afilu be'eshim mistam lekrovav, right? Since it's tumat chuya, then he can't be mitam la'acherim. The way the Kesem Mishnah is saying is while he's being mitam lekrovav, if it's b'chiburim, he can't be mitam la'acherim. But the Lashon of the Rambam says abizman shu mistam lekrovav, it's also l'tam la'acherim, right? Okay, so Mishnah would hold that if it's b'chiburim, it's mutter l'tam l'achem. That's his for entering the steer between the Tos Konim and the Maseches Machos. However, the Lashon Rambam is afil be'eshim istam l'krovav. And also the Rambam is, but if it's talking about b'zeh achazeh, and that's what the Rambam is talking about, he's no longer b'chiburim, then it's us. We don't understand, why does the Rambam need a pasuk on that? Lo yitama. Of course he can't be metame. He's already pirish completely. This is a completely different tumor. It's a different mace. Why would we think it should be mutter l'tame, right? So the Rav said that there's another pshat that we can say in this Rambam. So the pashtus of the Rambam is that even b'chiburim, it's also, even when it's in contact with his mace, it's also to metame to what? To other tumors. That if it's tumah b'chiburim, it's still osa, right? He wouldn't be liker, but it's still osa, right? Because for the sugya, I'm not going to go through the whole sugya, but the sugya in Nozin Daf Mem Beis, it's clear that even whether it's also or not, you're not like it, because and the Ram passes that way also in Perakei from Hilchas Naziris Halacha Tesayin, the Ram's lashon is nitma lemeis pamim harbe afapu shchayiv malchus al kol achas v'achas l'shamayim b'medram b'shit nitma v'pirish. avim hayonogeh b'meis v'dain hameis b'yodo v'noga b'meis acher eino chayv ela achas afal pi shehisu bo al kol negiyu negiyu shavei mechul v'omeid. So the Rambam says by Nazir, and the same would be by Koyin, because the Rambam says in Perek Gimel ad hilchas avel halacha dalas similarly v'chein im noga b'meis v'hisu bo v'pirish v'chazim v'noga v'hisu bo afilu meibah amloika al kol achas. Because if he was pirish from meiso and then he continues to be metamah to meiso macherim, so the Rambam's opinion is that he's loika each time. But if he's still in the Beis HaKfaris, v'nog b'meis macherim, av v'yishuv shubkam v'pam, eno loika el achas, she mechul v'omid kol zman shlo pirish. So the Rambam's opinion is that if it's b'chiburim, there's no malchus, right? But from the Rambam's mashma, that's only to a malchus, but there is an isu. And it would seem that therefore it's an Issa D'Raisa. And in this perspective, it's Choylik on the Ramban, just parenthetically in the Torah Sa'odon, who says, V'lo tema poto de kaminen aval osahu, elamutu l'chatchila de sani ba'ovel haya omi v'kove es meso, achu b'so chakeva makabu machem v'koiva. So the Ramban holds it's mutu l'chatchila, but from the Ramban it seems it's only to a malchus. And it could be that there's a chilek in the Rambam whether the first tumor was be'isa or be'heta. That, and this Revelva, by the way, has in his sefer, that if he was nitma initially be'isa, and he was different machal his kahuna, so that's the more nozer says the belehechalo misha eno mechul yotzesh mechul va'omer, and therefore the second time he touches a mace, that would be mutal chatchila because he's mechul va'omer. But if he was nitma the first time beheta, and therefore that's not considered chil kahuna, so since it was beheta, therefore the new time and the second time he touches he. That's also even b'chiburim. Why? Because the first one is not called mechul va'omeid, even though he's tameid, but that's not considered mechul va'omeid, and therefore it's not. Therefore, the second time it touches, that's considered mechul and b'chayiv, and not even b'chiburim. So another Rav wants to take a different approach because but if this is the approach, it's still a little bit difficult because then the Rambam is still against the Maseches Smachos that seems to say that it's right. The Maseches Smachos right. Remember the Hayomim v'Kovei es Meso Atchu Omim b'Toch Hakem Mekabel Machem v'Kovei Pi Areze Lo Yitama. Nitma Boba Yom, right? So, right? So, if it's Omi Bezoch Kakev, Makabo Mechem, Vekover, right? So, it seems that it's Mutter, right? Lechatchila, for the Rambam's Mashma, that there's an Issa, however. So, in order to understand the Rambam, we have to see, and this is what Dov alluded to before, that maybe there's a difference between Meis Mitzvah, right, and the Loch of Koyin, that is Metame LeKrovav. Because Metame LeKrovav, what's the Doicha? The Rambam says, it's the Tumah itself, because that he becomes Tomei, that itself
is and he's mechal the kahuna, that itself is what? Akim Avelus. So the heter is based on the Avelus. And it's the chil kahuna. So it's not in any way related to focused on what? On the kfura. What is it? The etzim tuma. Masha ein kain meis mitzvah. What is the docha? The docha is the covered abrius that it should come de kfura. Just in order to do that, as an intermediate, he will become tamei. But the focus is not so much on the tuma, but on the possibility of doing kfura to save this corpse that's mutal bebizoyim.
And Avelus is not focused on cover.
No, the key the doiche is the chil kahuna. There's a different halacha that you have to do kfura, right? But the hetzel kohanim is going to be related to the guf of the mace, right? To mitamet him and to mechal the kahuna.
So you're saying
that
krov and there would be
so,
the
mace
mitzvah would be hutra, or the other way around?
Yes. Right, we'll see why in a second. First of all, the halach of mace mitzvah is not in any way related to the halach of avelos, that, right? There's no halach, for example, that a kohen who comes across a mace mitzvah has to bury him, but there's no halach that he has to be mesabel alav, right? Right, as the Ram says, "Koyin shepogav b'meis mitzvah, havezim etamlo v'afilu koyin golul chayvul hi tamelo ulekovro." Right, the loch is lekovro. The focus is on the kovro. In other words, and what's the definition? Mitzvah she'ein lo kovrim. For example, there are people who were not Miss Abelon. For Gavamba says, Havuge Bezdin, you're not Miss Abelon, right? And therefore the coin is not Matama to them, right? But let's say a coin would come across one of the Havuge Bezdin, as an example, right? The Rav said, or for example, Polsh Midachi Atzibu, right? That they were not Miss Abelon them. And the coin would not be Matama to them. But a coin came across one that was Mushluch Bebizoyin. There was no one to bury them, right? He would be metamatim, because then it's not a loch of avelus. What's the doicha? The doicha is kfura. And havuge besin also require kfura. So the matter by meis mitzvah is the esek in the kfura. And with kfura, and if there be no issue of kfura, then the kohen would not be metamat to them. Masha ain came by. For example, if you came across a meis mitzvah on Shabbos, it would be also to metame him on Shabbos, a kohen, because there's no kfura. Masha ain kain, a kohen comes who's a korov at Shabbos, he would still be metame to him, right? That's this halach over here, whether it's, you know, the tzorech or not tzorech, correct? Let's assume it's even shalol tzorech. And similarly, by meis mitzvah, the kiyum is not the etzem tumah. The tumah is not the kiyum. What's the kiyum by meis mitzvah? Correct. Covered up abrius, and the kfur is the, right. By krovim, what's the matir? It's the avelus, and therefore it's what is? It's the tumah itself is a kiyum, right? As we demonstrated before, by Isha, according to the Rambam, you're not Matam, it's only Kohanim Scharim.
So is he saying by this case, you would, for a Karav, you would not be allowed to deal with someone else's, like to be malakid on some else from another person's kever, but for a meis mitzvah, you would be.
Well, you wouldn't be malakid, that's
whatever,
a meis mitzvah.
I'm saying.
We'll see in term to be chibur, I'm not up to that. But, you know, malakid is not a meis mitzvah either.
Okay,
right, but. So.
No, If you're osek b'meis mitzvah, you'd be able to deal with another chibur.
That's what we're getting to. Okay, we'll see. So we have a fundamental difference, the Rav said, between what? Between korov, that the matter for the kohen for tumah is the tumah itself, because that's chil kahuna. That's why the Ram says in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, b'medram b'tzchom shehuzu ala tumah, right? That the kiyum is the tumah and the chil kahuna itself. Masha ein kein, right? And masha ein kein b'meitz mitzvah. The heter is the kfura, the matter is the kfura, right? But in order to do the kfura, so therefore you have to go through the intermediaries that you may become tamei, right? So the Rav gave, just as on a conceptual basis, the Rav gave this example. Let's say this case, there was a meis mitzvah. On top of the meis mitzvah, I mean, I don't know how we'll have this tzir, right? But on top of the meis mitzvah is another meis, right? In order to be metama, in order to bury the meis mitzvah, the only way you could do it would be to move the other meis, right? For example, I'll give you an example. Let's say on top of the meis mitzvah is a goy who was nerug, right? And let's assume that a goy is matama b'magu b'masa, right? Shal even whether it's matama b'oyel, right? Machlok tanoim, we call a chum about that, we saw, right? So the Rav said, what would be the halacha? He said, by a koyin, it would be usher to move the other mace, by a koyin for korov, because the heter then is only what? The heter is tumor to the gufal shel mace that is his korov, because it's a kim avelus. There'd be no matter, therefore, to the other mace. But by mace mitzvah, it would be mutter to metame to the other mace as well. Why? Because the whole heter, the heter tzorach is to bring the mace mitzvah l'kfura. If as an intermediate, the tumah is only an intermediate for that. So therefore, if in order to bury the mace mitzvah, I'd have to push aside, as an example, the other mace that's on top of it. Let's say it's a goy.
You can't
right?
say the only way to properly be misavil on the karov would also be to move the.
No, because it's chuyah. No, because it's only the tzorach of this. It's as well, the kim is this tumor, as relates to this gufal shalmeis, the karov.
So even in a goy, when it's the rabbanon.
What?
Even in a goy, when it's the rabbanon, the rov would say that he can't move it.
Well, goy is not midrabbanan. Goy is, let's say, b'tama b'magu. It's a shal but oil, but b'magu masu. We hold that.
Oh, he holds the rest.
Right, it's right. It's there's no drabbanan. It's either diraisa or nothing.
Oh, okay.
There's no drabbanan here. In the machloikas. So, in this also, there's a fundamental. Just to demonstrate, as the Rav said, the loch is. For example, which we'll see in a second, here in Shulchan Aruch, that when a kohen is metama to Oviv, right? For example, as Korov, he's only metama to Oviv Mahalochis, Oviv b'sman shu shalom, right? But for example, Nikta Rosho, let's say the body has been severed, right? The head has been severed from the body, so kohen is not metama to him. Why? Because it means it was severed after. You know, for example, or Ainu Shah. Let's say after the person died, the Kohen died, a limb was cut off, right? So by Kahuna is not matama to that, but by Meis Mitzvah he is matama to that. Assuming you have the whole, you know, you need a certain amount of the body. Even by Meis Mitzvah, you're not matama le'evorim. But if I have the whole body or the majority of the body, I'm matama le'evorim also. Why is that? Because by meso. The Rav explained, what's the doicha? What's the matir? Avelus. So it relates to gufal shel oviv. It's the special relationship that he has la oviv, right? So that definition of that body, it's called oviv, is only if it's shalom, the way it was when it was alive. But if it's transformed, a limb has been cut off or the head has been severed, right? A kohen is not matama. But by meis mitzvah, that's not the case. Even though, again, I say that meis mitzvah is not matama le'evorim, but if he has rosh v'rubo, even if it's severed, he is matama. Okay. Right, so therefore the Rambam is of the opinion, right, that Tumas Krovim, that the heter is, you know, it's because it's Tchuyah, as the Rambam says, the Doich is the Chil Kahuna, and therefore if it's Chil Kahuna, it relates Lugufa Shameis. And through the Bittul Kahuna, that's the Kima Velus. Right. So the Ram could not have learned, as we said, remember before, he couldn't have learned like Rashi that the Loch of Tumah wasn't said as relates to what? To Krovim. Because the whole Kima Velus is the Chilul Kahuna. Right, which we emphasized before. So, the Rebbe was medayik also in the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says, "Hatumah lekrovim tchuyehi v'lo hutra lakol." So, Rebbe was bothered by that extra word, lakol. Wouldn't it have been sufficient, the Rambam, to have said, "Hatumah lekrovim tchuyehi v'lo hutra"? What does he add lakol? Because the Rambam saying the Rambam is not just telling that there's a heter, mashal avoda on to do the avoda on Shabbos, right? It's mutter, right? It's we're not talking about of course isurim or matirim, but he's telling us that in others. Because what does it mean? Like, it's not coming to tell me that it's tchuya velo hutra lakol. It's not coming to tell me that you can't be metama to a separate mace that's not his, because that's obvious. Even if it would be hutra, it wouldn't be mutter to be metama to other mason, right? Even if it's tumah lekohanim is hutra for a korov, it's only for his mace. It's not hutra for any other mace. So
what if he was? But if he was mechol maomer, good. If it was mechol maomer, if he
right. I mean, it's within the spectrum of time. I mean, right. If at that time you're hutra, then you it's like you don't have a status of a kohen for those that half hour. And you could be
metame
to another
mace. Correct. In other words, as exerce a kosov, again, of lo yitoma, right? And therefore, the chil kahuna is a kima velis, is only because there is an isa kahuna. And through the chil kahuna, that is the kiyam avelus, right? And therefore, it's limited, right? To it's tchuya, but it's limited to the gavva of the mace that's the korov. You know, and therefore, even if it'll be a tzorach, it's not talking about there's no tzorach. Even if there'll be a tzorach, right, for another mace. For example, I gave you, you know, there's another body, another corpse on top of this, right? Which by meis mitzvah would be mutter, but here would be right. So that's what the Ram excludes with this extra word, lakol. Even if there be a tzorich for the kfura, but by meis mitzvah that would be mutter. Right, that, and that's learned from Akzeres Akosov, right? From the which we cite in the Torah's Kodem, lo yitama ena matama lacherim ima. Right, lacherim ima means even if it's tzorich. Tzorach kfura, because the matter by By Avelus is what?
By Krovim.
Like, excuse me, by Krovim is Avelus. And therefore, we can also understand the Rambam, but when it's Tumah b'Chiburim. In other words, while he's been Metamel Krovo, in other words, the Shaila is, while he's Metamel to his Korov, b'Chiburim, is he allowed to Metamel to Mesim Acherim? That right, according to the Ram, it's not just a heter of tumah per se. The halacha is halacha as relates to his mace, right? And you see, it's only his mace in the sense that the heter is the relationship to his mace, and it has to be his mace physically. That if nikta lo show, that's not called his mace anymore. That it's not the mace korov, right? So it's only the tumor of this cheftza shomeis korov, which is a key in the avelus. So therefore, if he touches, even if it's b'chiburim according to the Rambam, since it's tchuy and the doich is avelus, and it relates to his korov, to who he's misabelan, and it has to be that cheftza of meis, when I say mamish cheftza shomeis, namely diktavol shonat. So then, if you touch even b'chiburim another meis at the same time, right? Even if it's the tzayrach, as I gave you other tziurim, it'll be also, right? However, by meis mitzvah, right? However, by meis mitzvah, the heter is a heter since it's whatever it's tzayrach hameis, right? So if it's b'chiburim, right, and it's tzayrach hameis, then it'll be mutter, right? So now coming to explain, so in this respect, there could be a difference between meis mitzvah and this, between meis mitzvah and what?
Krovim.
And krovim. And therefore, we've entered the steam between the Torah's Kohanim and the Maseches Smachos. Ad kan divrei Rav. Okay? So it's a beautiful strip of
Torah. So the Smachos, the second Smachos, dealing with Meis Mitzvah.
Right. Okay. That's one way to interpret. Or it could be that he passes like the Torah's Kohanim, you know, against the Maseches Machos, and that's because he thought it was Truya, namely that's the machlokes between them, that the matter is the Kim Avelus and the Chil Kahuna that relates to the Chefza Shal Mace, that's his mace. All right. Let's continue now. Koyin shepushu avos of midalke tzibur kagon hamasoros enu metamelahem v'lo lavuge bezden v'lo lamishem abed atzmo l'das. Next halacha sif ches v'lo l'safik kagon shenis ava v'lod b'vlad chaverta or safik ben tes l'vishin or ben zayin la'achlin. So since it's a safik, it's only not necessarily his korov, but that's his child. So therefore, he's not metamel to them. Again, if you'd have such a tzir, the Rav said. Just with a meis mitzvah, published medalki et tziba with it, because it's not depending on avelus, but the matter is simply kfura and covered abrius, that would have applied, going God would have been tapped to that as well. Le'en ha'koin metama le'evim in ha'chai mi'oviv lo le'etzim mi'atzomis oviv v'chein ha'malakit atzomis enu metama lehem afalpi sha'ashedra kayamis. Chosim menu kolshu afilu hu munuch etzlo ein metamelo she ein metame el l'sholei. That's the loch we just had, right? Nikne volsho. V'yesh misha omu dahani mili kishe chosil la'acha misa. Avalim chosim mimeno eva b'chayev umeis metamelo afo pishe ein l'sholei. right? And the Ramah adds, "V'yesh omrim to enu matam lahavik the mikre chaser," right? And the Ramah says we should be machmir like that. So therefore, if it's harug, the coin would not be matamah to him. It's a murder victim, and he's a kohen. The son should not go to the levaya.
Is
that Xeris HaKasu? Because of the... Shalom,
but Haruk...
Why is Haruk always...
The assumption is that something is lost, you know, through the stabbing, that he's...
Let's say he's poisoned.
So if it's poisoned, then it would be different. Right, Chosu Mimeno Koshu Min Hamez.
Drug overdose.
Right. Okay. And then the next halacha, the next sif is sif ayin dalet, just so we're mashed from this Indian we began speaking about. Mitzali Thomas Lemes, Mitzah Filu Hu Koyen Godel, the nuds of a holich lishchot as pischo of a lamel as bno, Motzumes Mitzah, Havez and Metamelo. Einu nikru meis mitzvah le'inyin zeh ele imkein motzu rosho v'rubo v'motzu rosho v'rubo chutz l'me'eva echad chos l'tama b'shvil oso eva. Now, once, but for kohen he wouldn't be metama to that, right? But for meis mitzvah he is. Again, because by meis mitzvah the loch is that there's a chiv kfura on it. If there's enough of the body, even though it's not shalom, you know, there's one integrated whole, that the head has been severed, still it's called the meis mitzvah and the kohen would be metama. Ezu mitzmitzah tzif gimel shematzu b'derech o b'ir shel ovdik ha'chovim ve'en lo kovim v'mokom shematzu ena yochol likol yisrael she'aneu v'yovoi li topel bo ulekovo osu lo lozus misham lo niyach es ha'meis afilu leil ch'l'ir lahavi kovim el yitama atzim yikvarenu avim hoyu yisrael krovim l'mokom ha'meis shamotze es ha'meis kore osam v'hem onim lo Ubom the Kovo, the Ains and Mace Mitzvah, she Tama Olav Hakoin, Elakore, Osam, the Him Kovim, Bog Bnei Ha'ir, Im Yeshlo, called Socho Moshech Es Yodov. Once there is, right, again, once there is enough to take care of him, right, then the coin can no longer be Tama. I heard this summer an absolutely amazing story. What's his name? He runs the. Like the Kojo of Flatbush. His name just slipped out of mind, but he told me this amazing story. I'm not sure if it happened to him, it happened to somebody else. It was a very wintry night. He was driving on the highway, you know, near Albany, and it was just so snowy, and he couldn't see, like, 5 inches. It was just a sakana. He got off the highway, and he was looking for a place to stop. He stopped at a gas station. Was closed, couldn't stay there for the night. He kept, you know, creeping along. He comes to a nursing home, and he stops there, and he begs them, "Can you give me a place to stay?" He said, "They said, you know, it just happened that one of the residents of the nursing home died. The body is in the morgue, right? It's a non-Jewish nursing home. There's a big Salem there." So he said, "You can stay in his room. You know, this person just passed away. You can stay in his bed." He goes up to the room, and he sees a pair of tefillin in the room. So it's clear that this man was Jewish, who was staying in this nanka. And he checks, and he checks with them, what's the story? It's a Jewish, there was a Jewish resident, no children, completely alone, an old man who died. The Meis Mitzvah. They were going to bury him in a Goyishik Pesach forest. So he checks with the Jewish Burial Society, right? And he finds out this man. He said they have one kever left that they can use for him. So he convinces them that he's going to take the body with him. He puts the body in his car the next morning after, you know, the storm clears. And it ends up that this man was a contributor to the Jewish Burial Society, and because of this, he came to Kfuras Yisrael.
Wow, that's a crazy story.
An amazing.
In the car the next day.
That's the story he told me. They drove because he wanted to do the kfura quickly. And they released him. I mean, the whole story is amazing that they would release, but there were no other krovim or anything that they knew about. The sad story, he had no one to live with, and he tried to keep as a Jew as much as he could, apparently, this man. And he lived, you know, he died this lonely death. And this man, on a snowy night, comes miraculously, makes the connection. It's a story of mamash, a story of like a meis mitzvah. He should call on the cell phone.
He wouldn't have the chiv probably to bury Bismanazel. He can call somebody to probably bury, no? Or call him, I'm saying.
That's what I would think. Right.
If the person has no krovim, even at all?
Well, it says if he calls and they can get not even
no,
no
I'm
cro-
for a
no,
coin, then not I'm saying
in this situation.
Right.
But
he couldn't leave till they
right,
came.
Until someone came.
Or till, I think then that, right. That's what it says here.
But he's mechuyev to if he started, and
I'm not sure that he was mechuyev to do all of this.
If he was a Cohen and he started out, he'd have to take the effort to.
Yeah, it says v'yovi the top of the kovo. Also, losus misham laniachas ames afilu leilach liir lahavi kovrim el yitama atzmo v'kvareno.
Right.
Avim hayu yisrael kovrim lamakom ames, but it means that he can be kovrim also, right? Shamotzei es ames kovrim also v'hem onin lo ubam lekovo ein zemes mitzvah. So what Dov says, which I think is correct. Right. Does it mean just I could yell out
saying,
nowadays in more contemporary sense? Yeah. If he could call them
on the phone.
But I guess the standard would also be that he could be brought to the crew, you know, that day. So it's no halonis ames.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
does Corey
with the cell phone, or does Corey mean it has to be really within voice recognition, you know? Physically, or like you can call
them the son. Look at this, he has in the Pisrei Tshuva, the Ramad Yesham Dim, any motor shikvu rak bischar, ain't no chayv lisko mishalo, el metama im yirtza. In other words, for me to bury him, I'd have to pay people, so that's a shy. Is that called the meis mitzvah? I don't have people who are willing to volunteer. So should the coin be metama not? Right? So he quotes them, right? The Ramah that they quote here from a Ritva that's also a meis mitzvah and he's not mechuyev to pay for it, he should be recovering himself. Meis hanimtza v'lo yadinin im oviko chovim in Yisrael hu azlinim basa ruba hanimtza sham. Right, so you go basa rov yesh shelo nucha loma kol kavur kemachtza machtza. So look in the meis hanimtza, he quotes a tshuvah sam sofer odos echad mi anshei chayil Be'eretz Tuga, whatever his country that is, Shemes Bebati Hachaloim V'yodea Adova not sure what the rest of it is. Mibnei Amenu V'yivuka shadova v'yimtza ki hu mohul v'yachu etzol shomeh hachaloim. They found this person dead. The person died in a hospital. They don't know if he's Jewish or not. So Chassam Sofer, he says they should check to see if he's gemalt. V'kibot me'elav b'cholyo V'nei nimtza lo d'mus pesel kosher b'tzavaro k'nohog etzu b'alei das ahu. He has a crucifix, like this mace has a crucifix. V'nei stavku ishop b'dome lis asik b'kfuroso v'hore tzuru mirabonu lishtadl b'kfuroso v'chein asu v'gam hiviru l'kevi Yisrael v'atak pik b'eze lomdim al horo zu. Right? In other words, if for a coin, if it was a cover of what would be the halacha, he would not be metama, right? This is very good in terms of what the Rav said, right? If it's a korov, that's the loch, he's not metama. If he's what? Lola ruge bezdin, or ma'abidat smoladas, or poish medalki atzibur, he would not be metama, right? But now this is al meis mitzvah, right? Right? Kenog, lekorov yisov, ata pikbu ezed lomdim al, right? So they asked, maybe they shouldn't be metama to him, right? For who's al herech bezev vehela devada mechuyovin his asik bekfuroso lo mebay im nimtza meis shelo b'mokum kfius anche hachayil elafilu meis b'mokum kfiusom gam kein ikur kama timein lechiv lasik bekfuroso lachen yofa osu bezev sheshtadlu bekfuroso ach ma shekivu bekivei Yisrael shelo kedin osu de'en kovim rosho eitzel tzadik who is sued Yeraisa Melochlam Osmin Sinai for Hoch Misvekel Hachme? The Ibra Achme Shikwa Nikwa Ein Nira Lechatute Shikwe Misveka Veshevi Altaisa Odev. That part I'm not sure, but once he's buried, he says he shouldn't be unburied. But why shouldn't he be unburied as the Locha Ein Kovin Sadik Eitzel Russia? That lechayis is all because the Gemara has ain't kovin tzaddik el meis. What's the case? That was with one of the thing with Elish that the meis came back to life and moved several amos away. So it should be kovin tzaddik right next to Elisha. So you see that we would even bring him back to life and make him move. So if he was buried next tzaddik etz of Russia, would seem one would think. So he says apparently that not. That you don't do, he says. You don't unbury him for that. That's what the Chasam Sofer says.
Well, how does he say that it's a din d'oraisa?
No, in Kovin Tzadik El Sovosh is a din d'oraisa. You know, I was once, Rabbi Teitz once told me this because he was a very, very involved in this, and he was very mason. He says, in America, this halacha of in Kovin Tzadik El Sovosh is completely lost. I remember him telling him to this, and he was very upset about it. And he said, it's a din d'oraisa, which this is, this Chasam Sofer says, and people are not Nizrin in it at all. In other words, you know, if you belong to a chevet, they don't check this is Shomer Shabbos is next to not Shomer Shabbos or whatever, you know, that halacha doesn't.
What's the.
It's on a practical level, it's not so easy to implement. It's probably, he says it's halacha Moshe Messina because we learn it. The Gemara learned it from that halacha by Elisha. But that, you know, that miracle that he came back to life and.
Right.
And that's why he says it's Halacha L'Masim Sinai, because it's Medivrei Kabbalah, it's Halacha L'Masim Sinai.
I apologize.
Okay, so we'll stop here.